This is a David Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Bats are unique and interesting animals, with their nocturnal nature making them one of the more mysterious animals in Kansas. However, during this time of year, bats become more active, which means that homeowners and pet owners should take notice if bats are seen in their area. According to the Center of Disease Control, bats are the leading transmitter of rabies. Kansas State University veterinarian Susan Nelson states that because bats are more active this time of year, there is an increased chance of exposure to them. While bats are an important part of the ecosystem and most bats are harmless, it is important to remember that in certain situations, bats can be a threat to the health of both people and animals, and any contact people or animals have with bats needs to be taken seriously. If you find a bat in your home or on your property, Nelson recommends having the bat tested for rabies as a precaution in the following situations: when you are scratched or bitten by a bat, when you handle a bat with your bare hands, if you were to wake up and find a bat in your room, when unattended young children are found in the same room as a bat, when mentally disabled or intoxicated people are found in a room with a bat. If you find a bat in your residence, it is recommended that you carefully catch the bat without touching it and take it to your local veterinarian for rabies testing submission. Possible exposure to rabies is an urgent event, but not an emergency in most situations. This means that one can typically wait to receive post-exposure treatment until after the testing results are in. When it comes to pets, the best way to protect pets from bat exposure is to keep their rabies vaccinations current, Nelson said, adding that it is also important for indoor-only pets as bats are often found in houses. If there's a possibility a pet was exposed to a bat, it should be taken to a veterinarian within 96 hours to get a rabies booster if the bat was unavailable for testing, Nelson recommends. If the bat is available for testing, there's time to wait and see if a rabies booster is needed. It is important to respect bats and the role they play in the environment, but also take possible exposure to bats seriously. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a David Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension report.